Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome to Tuesday. We are excited to be on the air once again, going for this topic, time to win souls. Make your day count. Family, we want to invite you to our Easter service, which is going to be on April 20th. The location is the Space Coast Convention Center. It's part of the Holiday Inn on Tucker Lane here in the city of Cocoa. It's close to the intersection of I-95 and 520. We would love for you to come out to celebrate Resurrection Sunday with us. We're having a play titled Follow the Yellow Brick Road. We're also going to be having dance. We have powerful praise and worship team. We're just going to be living up to our name, Celebration. Celebration
right.
Tabernacle. We're going to gather together for a celebration. What are we celebrating? The resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he's able to bring any situation in our life that seems as if it was dead back to life through his resurrection power. So we want to invite you, your family, your friends, your coworkers. Please, if you don't have a home church where you're going to be on Easter morning, join us at 10 a.m. at the Space Coast Convention Center.
Yes, and we're back this week, Tuesday morning, in the subject, praying for the lost. How is the last, those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, how are they going to come to know the Lord? Unless we, the saints, we, the redeemed, we, the one that God has called, will catch a burden for the lost. We are supposed to have a burden in our heart for those who are lost. And the way in which to have that burden is to go in prayer and travail for those who are lost. And we're going to want to look again in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 5.
Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake.
Yes. So we have to pray and command the power of the enemy to be broken off the lives of people who are held captive. There's another power that is greater than their power, and it's need the highest power, which is the power of Almighty God, to break it. The power of Satan, Satan has power, and make no mistake, anyone who says he doesn't have power, you're fooling yourself. Satan has power, but the power of God is far surpass his power, and that's why we get it through prayer. When we pray, we're calling on God to do the things that we can do for those people that are lost, those who are lost. When you say those people, I mean those who are lost, who hasn't found the redemptive power of the Lord Jesus Christ, like you do, like I do. We have come out of sin because someone prayed.
Right, yes, somebody prayed for us.
Somebody prayed for us. Mm-hmm. This just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody travail in prayer for us. Look at Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12 on this Tuesday morning. So I hope you will call a vision this week here to pray for those who are lost around you, your lost loved one, those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the most important thing, that all should come to know the Lord and that none should perish, because this is the heart of God, that none should perish, but all should have what? Eternal life. Yes.
Colossians 4, verse 12. Ephesus, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greet you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. So God tells us to stand fervently in the will of God and to pray for the lost.
Yeah.
And what does it mean to be lost? There are many people that even go to church or they don't go to church, but how is their heart? Is their heart with God? That's what we have to look for. The loss comes in many different ways. There are those who are lost because they're believing in things that are foolishness and that are not true and not from the Word. There are people who don't even believe that God exists. There's the atheists and there's the agnostics. Those are the ones sometimes we have to really work hard to reach.
Yes.
And I will tell you from personal experience that if you look hard enough, you will come to know that whatever is in the Bible is absolutely true, because I already did the research for you many years ago when I was confronted with someone who was asking me questions that I had no answers to. So I wanted to know the truth, each any way it was, and I can fervently say that I believe 100% that there is a God, and the God of the Bible is the one true God, and He loves us beyond measure, and there are no words in this human language that can describe the love He has for all of us. We are all one in Him.
We could be lost and be in the right place.
Yes.
And we've all experienced that when we're trying to find a new place where you're following your GPS and you're doing all the turns. It says you've arrived and you're like, well, where is it? You're in the right place, but you're lost.
Going in circles.
You're in the right place. But you're lost because you're not familiar with the area. Your eyes haven't been opened to see the exact location of which where you are going. So it's possible to look like a Christian and still be lost. It's possible to be sitting in church and still be lost.
Yes.
But once you realize, oh, okay, I'm in the right spot, and now I see where I need to go. I need to go to look there to the left. There is exactly where I'm supposed to be. Once you discover it, you're not going to miss it again. Think about that. Some of the places where you first may have went driving, new locations and such, where first it's you're being so conscious, you're trying to see every little thing, trying to figure out where to turn. You're being so careful to follow the GPS. You're looking around, but you just don't see. Well, how does it say I'm here, but I'm not here? I don't know. But once you find it, you'll never be lost again. Once that you have that encounter, that realization, that revelation, okay, this is the place. That's the door right there that I'm supposed to enter into. So we're to find the door, which is who? Jesus Christ. He says, I am the door. He is the gateway. He is the entry point to every area of life where God is calling us to excel.
Yes. And our takeaway on this Tuesday morning is to become a band servant of Christ, is to pray, is to labor. Just not just pray our Father prayer. There's a different kind of prayer here. Mm-hmm. To labor in prayer for those who are bound, those who are held captive by the enemy, for them to be loose from their captivity, we're going to have to go travail for them, mm-hmm. and we're going to have to really seriously pray, mm-hmm. and that comes from the innermost part of our being, mm-hmm. when we have a burden for those around us that are lost. Mm-hmm. And our opening passage for this week was from John chapter 3, verse 16, where it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved this world. So we know that already, 100%. That God loved the world, and we are a part of the world. So I know that God loves me because I'm a part of the world. God loves you because you're a part of the world. God loves everyone in this world. Now, so since he loves us, he makes sure that he's opened up the pathway that none of us should perish now. So he gave Jesus Christ as the ransom to pay for my sin and to pay for your sin. He says, now, we classify in John chapter 3, verse 16, as a whosoever now. Mm-hmm. Whosoever receive Jesus Christ as their Savior will be saved. So there are so many whosoever out there that we have to travail for. Mm-hmm. There are so many whosoever out there that we have to travail for. Because we know if the gospel is hid, it is hid. Or if the gospel is veiled, it is from those who the devil has blinded their mind. Mm-hmm. So there are so many people around us who don't even want to hear about God because the devil has blinded their mind to the truth, to the light of the gospel.
Then sometimes we get so frustrated because they want to hear about it. Well, we got to go back to step one. What is step one? It's to pray.
Yes.
So in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12, it says, always laboring fervently. Always laboring fervently for you in prayers. So sometimes we get discouraged. We want to give up or because people want to be argumentative and stuff when we try to present the gospel to them or give them an invitation to church. The Bible doesn't say stand there, quarrel with them, beat your head up against their head. No, we go back to step one, always laboring fervently for you in prayer because it's prayer that's going to lift the veil. It's prayer that's going to cause the darkness to be removed. It's prayer that's going to draw people to the goodness of God. That's through prayer. So we don't need to argue. We definitely don't need to debate. Yeah. We don't need to come out of character getting all mad about it. Just go back to step one. Yeah. Always laboring fervently for you in prayer. And we could do that from a distance. We could do that in an unoffensive way. We could do that at any time of day, any time of night. We could do that and not be confrontational. Confront the enemy in prayer and let God do the work on the person.
That's right. Let God do the work on that person. So my job and your job is to labor in prayer.
Yeah. And then when the light of the Lord shines through you, once that veil is pushed back, then they'll be drawn to that light and they'll turn around and be asking you, what time did you say church was again? Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.